Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am Molly McCord, and this is actually, I think, the fourth year or third year, I don't even remember, of this program. And through the years, I've had so many awesome guests. It's always a joy and pleasure to connect with people and their special gifts, their passion, their wisdom, their, you know, what they offer us in this lifetime, what they're here to share. And today's guest is no exception. Today we're going to be speaking with Teresa Lemming about some awesome abilities she has in helping you understand your soul healing. She's going to talk about some really awesome case studies and how she's helped people understand their energies better. So we're going to have a really good conversation, and you might even be inspired to work with Teresa and to learn more about your own healing for your soul's ascension, for your, you know, those deeper parts of us that are needing attention and we don't know where to turn or we don't know what to do. So I'm going to bring Teresa on here in just a minute. But I want to give you her website first in case you want to check out more of what she does. You can find her at B, and that's like the lovely animal B, B-E-E, two E's, BeFreeSoulProducts.com. BeFreeSoulProducts.com. And there you can find more about her offerings and her products. And I'm just going to dive right in here and share with you more about her special background. Teresa is a former self-identity coordinator who has worked with Ho'oponopono, and she has for the last 8 years studied this mystical Hawaiian healing technique directly under the famous Dr. Hugh Len, co-author with Dr. Joe Vitale of Zero Limits. She is certified in many areas of metaphysical practices, such as, get ready, Reiki Master, Etheric Realm Healing, Energy Healing, Metaphysics 101, Seven Keys to Kundalini, Akashic Record Meditations, the Nine Great Rites of Initiation and Shamanic Portals, Divine Light Rays, and Aura and Chakra Healing. Teresa instructs and guests speaks internationally on many awesome divine topics such as the inner family alignment, raising the soul's vibration, the tapes of the subconscious mind, healing in the etheric realm, and the real results of 100% ownership. So you can see that Teresa has lots of great skills and gifts to offer us. And I'm so excited she's here today. So welcome, Teresa. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Molly. That was a really nice introduction. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. Well, you have great talents here. And these are the kind of stories and information that people really love hearing about right now because it gives them power over their life. And there's so much that you do and offer that I would just love to start with a bit about, you know, yourself and how you would identify yourself and your work.
Absolutely. So I came across the main practice that that I do, which is the practice of Ho'oponopono. And I found it through despair. I was one of the top mortgage reps here in Las Vegas, and I was subject to everything that everybody else was going through around the country. So, you know, I had a big, beautiful home. I made lots of money. I had two luxury cars and was more than well set in my life and lost everything and was completely humiliated with, you know, with my family and everybody I knew, and had a lot of self-doubt and just lost. Completely lost in my life because everything that I knew was taken away from me. And at that particular time in my life, I wasn't spiritual at all. I don't even think I believed in God back then. So I had lost everything. I got a more humble car and decided I was going to go on a road trip. And two states in, I literally just saw like a Barnes & Noble out of the corner of my eye, and my car just took the exit, and I walked straight in, went right over to the audio section and picked up Zero Limits and the story of Dr. Hulin and how he healed patients in the Hawaii State Hospital mental ward. And it just touched me. And with everything that I was, I knew that it was the answer. So I turned around, went back to Las Vegas, you know, within a couple of weeks, no exaggeration. I had just practicing the techniques that were taught in this book. I had a new job and a new place to live, and basically became obsessed with the process, reached out to the foundation, became a coordinator and then an instructor, and literally it has changed my life. So, I mean, it's a wonderful practice.
And that, I mean, that's such a great story because so many people can relate to that and on many levels. And for those who are listening who aren't familiar with Ho'oponopono, that's the tongue twister of a word, can you explain to people what that is so that they have a understanding exactly of your the basis of your work?
Absolutely. So Ho'oponopono is a practice of repentance, forgiveness, and transmutation. So it's really a practice of ownership. Everything that we see and feel, you take ownership with. And a lot of people have, you know, taking ownership can be really challenging at times. But the way that the process is taught, it teaches you to work with your inner family alignment, your conscious mind, which is the physical and, you know, has control and free will, and then your subconscious mind, your inner child, and working with the inner child to let go of past pains. And I'm speaking of past pains of not only of what we're physically experiencing this lifetime, what the process does, it addresses all of the pain that you have from every lifetime, from the beginning of time. So the process teaches you to connect with your subconscious mind and then your superconscious mind, which is our higher self. And through that process, what happens is once the conscious mind, our physical, takes ownership of any kind of circumstance, let's just say that you're in an abusive relationship and you're asking God for forgiveness for that, even though you may feel like you're not the one that needs to ask for forgiveness, this process addresses what's going on with the inner child from the beginning of time, because we're only in situations because either one, we've asked to heal from this type of lesson, or we have karmic debt with somebody, correct? So it addresses it on a different plane, so not in the physical. It helps the subconscious mind, our inner child, heal, but it addresses it in the etheric realm, which is where all of our problems stem from. So it's a healing on a completely different level.
Especially because we can get stuck in that, those mental loops or those emotional loops of, well, I didn't do this, or this isn't mine, or, you know, we can go into those human places, and this really elevates it out of that into, like you said, you know, the past life stuff in the etheric realm where all energy is, and we're healing it at that really deep core level. I mean, that's so powerful. It's amazing life-changing work for people.
It is so powerful, and, you know, everyone suffers from our day-to-day. You know, we, as light workers, and there are a lot of us out there, we still have our lessons to learn because we're going through this just as much as anybody. And, you know, yesterday I had a webinar, and I was just talking, and it's, you know, basically my message was, you know, don't think that just because I talk about this that I don't suffer from these same things. So, you know, I still fight with my children, and, you know, I still have things that come up, and I have to remove myself from a situation and take a step back and go back to my core, which is, okay, this is really just the matrix. It's just an illusion of what I'm experiencing, and take the process of looking within and ask for forgiveness and be grateful for that, because, you know, I don't want to experience it anymore. And that's really what I do, is I remember that this is only coming up for me to take ownership of, look within, so it can go away and I don't have to experience it anymore.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I get so excited about this topic. Like, I just get so, I don't know, I get chills as you're speaking, because I feel like it's so important for people to understand that they have this power and ability to do this work right now on their own, with you, with others. It's like there's so many opportunities we have right now, and you have this beautiful website that I want, you know, people to go check out, Be Free Soul Products, to understand more about how you support them in this process. But also, you know, you have such gifts, Teresa. It's pretty cool. And I know we only have 30 minutes in this show, but I would love to hear some of your case studies that will help people understand how the healing happens, you know, how people actually experience your work and your products. Can you share with us some that, and whatever comes to mind, you know, whatever feels right, because I know you have a lot. You've done some really profound work for people from all ages, you know, from 3 months and, until, you know, later in life. But anything that feels right for you, I know we would love to hear some of those stories about people being healed with their energy work.
Absolutely. So I'll start with the three-month-old that I had shared with you, Molly. So the baby had a really bad case of eczema and just all over the body. And he wasn't suffering from a lot of pain, but his mother is super attentive and just was really on it, but couldn't get rid of it. And obviously at that age, you know, the doctors aren't going to, you know, give him any type of medication or anything like that. So she's just having to deal with it, you know, giving him oatmeal baths and stuff. So the parents came to me and asked me if I could help. And whenever I'm working with somebody, I always say, you know, I have no idea what divinity has planned, but I am most grateful to, you know, do my work and we'll see what happens. So I never make any promises. So I did a meditation on the baby, and I was inspired to give the baby one of my products. And I just told the mother, you know, just put it on the base of the foot. And, you know, I'm doing my prayer work on the back end and we'll see what happened. Well, literally the next morning she used it that night after his bath, and the next morning the eczema was completely gone and has not returned. The baby is actually 7 months old now. So, I mean, that's
simple. Amazing.
It's amazing. And, you know, it's what happens when we take ownership. It really isn't about the physical experience. It's because that what happened is I petitioned to divinity for whatever was going on in me, that this young baby has the memory of eczema, and that goes through, you know, my subconscious mind, the baby's subconscious mind, and goes to the superconscious and into the etheric realm, and a petition to God to say, you know, please can this baby be finished with this physical experience. And what happens is when somebody receives a healing, not only does that particular person, I receive a healing myself because I'm the one doing the work, but then everything around us gets a healing, you know, the land, Mother Earth, and, you know, many, many people get it. So it's such a powerful process. And I have one story after another like that, where, you know, it's somebody that just reached out to me, and, you know, I didn't charge them for the product. I just gave them the product. I'm like, you know, this poor child, you know, please forgive me, you know, and boom, it was gone. So that's one case study. I have a few more. I don't know how we're doing on time, but I have a few more if you'd like them.
Yeah, that'd be great. We have some time. We're good. So whatever feels right.
Okay, so then the next one is a person that was really suffering from depression, and a beautiful woman that has a really hard time with vanity. She's really struggling with growing old. So she, you know, she in the past has gotten, you know, everything done to her and stuff, and just mostly was, in my opinion, you know, she was doing all these physical things because she was so unhappy on the inner. So she just was very depressed and crying all the time. And I did three sessions on her. So I work with people over the phone, but then I have a location here in Las Vegas where people will come in and I'll do a concentrated meditation with them. And it was interesting because right when I went into meditation while I was working on her, I just got one like flash after another that she had been a man in many, many lifetimes prior and just really struggled with ego and stuff. So her circumstances were she used to be in the beauty industry, and when the market turned here, she lost everything. Like the market, that industry just died, and so she was working in a dead end, like making $10 an hour, and you know, she's in her 50s and just really struggled with it. It was very, very bitter. So I didn't really talk to her much when I would do a session on her. I would just have her come in. She would lay down. I never touched her. I just would do a very concentrated petition asking for forgiveness on whatever was going on with me that she was, you know, struggling with these areas in her life. And, you know, depression is a very strong physical experience of women's hatred of men. And usually depression, anytime somebody has depression, it stems from lifetimes past. And our inner child, our subconscious mind doesn't know the difference from one lifetime to the next. I mean, it's just holding all of our experiences. And if our physical is really suffering, our inner child is suffering 1,000 times more because it's experiencing not only what's going on in this lifetime, but the lifetimes past. So I worked quite a bit with her inner child, not only in the sessions, but at night. And pretty fast, I did her sessions like back to back. She decided she was going to quit her job, go back into the beauty industry. You know, she's single. She had a 360 with her personality, totally changed, very happy. Her business is thriving. She is just, I mean, she's accelerated. She's like a brand new person. And these are the things that I love about the process, because it really isn't just about the physical healing. It's because of the way the process works, people get their own information directly from God, their own inspiration, and they're inspired to go and do what they're supposed to do. And that's the most beautiful thing about the process to me.
Oh, absolutely. What a great story, because I think that many people can relate to that energy or temporary experience of depression. And when we see that it's a teacher, you know, that it's an energy that we're here to learn from and work with, we move forward into a higher understanding of it. And your gifts are just wonderful for that, Teresa. When I look at what you offer people and I see all these incredible products that you've made, do you mind telling us how those came about? Like, how were you inspired to make certain products and sell them?
You know, so I woke up one morning. I mean, this is really what happened. I woke up one morning and I had the logo come to me, and I had all these products, like each name and their purpose. It just like, it was right there in front of my face. Like it had been written on a whiteboard, and I needed to just like jot it down on paper. And it took me like 10 minutes. Like my spirit guides were talking to me so fast I couldn't write fast enough.
That's awesome.
And then that was it. I ordered, everything I needed to order to make the products. But, you know, and the funny thing is the products are spiritually infused. Like when I had one that I did this morning for somebody that's in Puerto Rico, and he's struggling with astral travel and going to different dimensions and just really having a hard time at night. So the products themselves are specific to each meditation with the person. So, you know, I basically, in the most purest way, I just infuse love and healing in them. I just listen to what my spirit guides tell me to put in the product, and then I infuse the healing, and then they use it, you know, either on the base of their spine or their chakra system or however I'm directed to tell them to use it, and it's as good as gold. I mean, that's really the extent of
it. Yeah, because I was looking that you have, like, this white wellness oil,
right.
And just how it's written, it sounds so powerful. What are some of the results you've seen for people who are, you know, really healing some tough soul wounds? It looks like this is something that helps with that. I mean, it looks like a lot of what you offer helps with healing the soul wounds on really deep levels. And I feel like, I don't know, it's like you have so much to offer that I hope people will just go check out the website to see if there's anything that resonates with them. But do you have any other wonderful case studies about people who have been healing with your products and your work?
Yeah, white wellness is a good example because most recently I was working with a person that has back problems, like significant back problems to the point that he had tingling in his right arm. And he's had chronic back pains for years and years. But then he went to a chiropractor, and the chiropractor did an over-adjustment on him and just really put him in a bad place. So, and his spiritual background is, you know, he's a born-again Christian, a very strict Bible study. So, you know, I kind of had to approach him in a delicate way because the metaphysical techniques weren't necessarily something that he was open to. And I just pitched it to him that, you know, hey, let me just do some energy work, some Reiki on you, and you know, I would like to pray if that's okay with you, because it's very important to get the soul's permission. I can't just work on somebody without the soul's permission, so I needed to tell him that I was going to pray and ask for a healing, and he was okay with that. So I was inspired to give him white wellness. Now, white wellness, typically the product, I was inspired to deal with terminal diseases, and people have ordered it for that, and it has been successful. But this was a physical result that happened pretty quick. So I did some sessions on him, but not very many, and I mostly just worked with him at night. So I typically do my meditations when, you know, I have whoever I'm working with, I'll do at night because it's easier for me to connect with their inner child under the assumption that they're sleeping. So I gave him white wellness, and I asked him to use it on the base of his spine, because when I was doing meditations, I actually got flashes of him being beaten and crucifixion. I got a flash of him being a part of a crucifixion. So I could see, like, his spine, his right side would just droop completely, and I could actually see him carrying across. So I worked on that spiritually, gave him the white wellness, and fairly quickly, I would say within like 4 weeks, he drove by a chiropractor on his way to work every single day. And one day he just decided he was going to go to this new chiropractor, and he was feeling much better, but his symptoms were still there. And when you're dealing with something like a terminal disease or a chronic back pain or anything that's more drastic, it takes a little time for the memories to transmute. I mean, of course, God can do an instant healing, but usually we're stripping away lifetimes of pain and suffering, so it takes some time. So he was feeling better, but most importantly, he just got this, like, inspiration to go see this new chiropractor that took a completely holistic technique with him, and now he doesn't have back pain. He doesn't have any tingling in his arm. His posture is drastically improved, and you know, he credits the chiropractor, which I'm grateful because I would like him to do that. But mostly I know it's because of the cleaning, and he got his own information, and you know, his life is completely different because he was in massive pain all the time.
And that's so important too. I love how your work really honors someone's choices and their energy. It's so important to ask for permission. It's so important to allow them their process, their experience of healing in whatever ways that they choose. Sometimes there's a spiritual elitism out there where people think they have all the answers for everybody, and that's really not true. You know, we all have our own powers, and I like how your work honors that for people, Teresa. That's wonderful. And that's a powerful story too, especially considering that he wasn't into metaphysics and isn't into, you know, maybe some of these things that that we do. We, as light workers and people who love the mystical stuff. But he allowed it. He gave permission. I think that's really powerful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you.
We just have about a few minutes left, and for those who are just joining us, you can listen to this conversation as a replay when it airs again, so you can catch it again if you're joining us here and you've missed some of Teresa's awesome stories. But one of the things, too, you want to do is check out Teresa on Facebook at facebook.com/befree. I believe it's Soul Products, I think, it's, or SP. What you have,
right.
Be free.
Right.
And
yes.
Also, of course, her website, and you can add, join the email subscription. And also, you have you just did a webinar. Do you have more webinars coming up for people who might want to learn more?
I do. I'll have one in August. I'll do. I did the basics of Ho'oponopono yesterday and healing in the etheric realm, and I'm going to reoffer that class. I do different topics, so I do. I have, you know, healing with divine light, the difference between the astral plane and the etheric plane, and you know, our body templates and stuff. So I have different webinars that I do. So if anybody wants to attend, they can just either A, shoot me an email, or join my mailing list through my website, Molly. So thank you. Yeah.
And I also want to let people know that you were very generous and that you're offering people a discount on some of your products, 25% off if they wanted to check out the products at BeFreeSoulProducts.com, and the discount code is Molly CCC. So that's very generous of you to offer our awesome listeners that incentive. So that's Molly CCC. And just, we have, you know, just about 2 minutes left or so. Do you have another quick healing story for us, Teresa, so that people can understand more about how they can work with you?
Sure. Actually, we could talk about well, let's go with one of my favorite clients who was suffering from a fear of death. He was having a really hard time. He was he has a pretty significant case of or did I should say HDHD. Is that it? So he was basically a hypochondriac and was convinced that he was dying. I mean, he's a really fun guy, but just everything, you know, if he had a cough, he thought he had a tumor in his lungs, the person. So I worked with him mostly at night. He was out of state, and I worked with his inner child and had some interesting meditations that came up for him, but really the short of it is he's a business owner and was really unhappy with his current relationship that he had. He was making respectable money, but he is a talented person and thought that he could make much more, but, you know, didn't know how to get out of the relationship and stuff. So I gave him White Wellness again and asked him to put it on his spine and his heart chakra. I just felt like every time I would do a meditation with him, he was like a little kid that was very afraid. And, you know, I didn't get any, you know, true visions of his past lives and stuff, but I just felt like this sadness, and like he was felt very alone, even though he's got a wife and three children and, you know, has a very wonderful life. He just wasn't happy. So I did my work with him for not very long. He completely, all of his fears of dying just dissipated. They don't even exist anymore. He was inspired to start listening to podcasts like on holistic health, and basically found had his awakening. I mean, that's really what happened. He had his awakening and started questioning a lot of things. He left his partner that he had, went out on his own, and within, I don't remember, like within a couple of weeks after he left his partner, he landed two huge contracts in New York City that put his income from the high 60s well into six figures. I mean, well into six figures. And,
yeah,
you know,
wow.
He has his own team now. I mean, his life has completely changed. His attitude has changed. He goes and gets acupuncture now. He meditates. I mean, he's totally a different person. So
wonderful. Wow. What a turnaround. Definitely awakening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really – and I love those stories because you know, I worked with him for a little bit, and again, he just got his own information from God, and now he's doing what he's supposed to be doing, and that light bulb has gone off. So now he's asking the questions, you know, why am I here? What's my mission? And, you know, he just comes from a place of peace now. It's so beautiful to see.
Yes. Oh, wow. Well, I know you have so many more stories like that, Teresa, and I'm grateful that you are here to share this information with us, because some people just need that sense of hope that, okay, whatever I'm going through, it can be healed. It can be something that's changed around. And also to give them tools to do that. So what a gift you are. Thank you for sharing all this with us.
Thank you, Molly. Thank you. It was such an honor. You are an amazing light worker yourself. So I've studied a lot of your stuff. So thank you for all you've done for me.
Oh, thank you. That's kind. I'm glad that we're all doing our stuff together here and offering it for each other. Again, everyone, you can find Teresa at BeFreeSoulProducts.com as well as on Facebook and Twitter. And be sure and check out any of her new and upcoming webinars. So thanks again for being here, Teresa, and take good care. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Molly. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Saturday afternoon, okay?
Yes, thanks, you too, and thanks, everybody. I'll see you here next time for our next new episode. You can also look in the archives. There are over 250 free episodes on this show, and I hope one of those supports you and what you need right now. Take good care, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.